Roman numeral number 2. Today, the believer is a miniature garden of Eden. God, as the tree of life, is in his spirit. Satan, as the tree of knowledge, is in his flesh, and his mind is in between. We are either in the spirit or in the flesh. There is no third place for us to be. This is why we must set our mind on the spirit. Romans 8:6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. A. Man's body was originally pure, but through man's fall, Satan injected himself into man, and man's body has become the flesh. 1. Our body is the body of sin, and the body of this death. The body of sin is very active and full of strength in sinning against God, but the body of this death is weak and powerless in acting to please God. 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. 3. The flesh is the meeting hall and the compound of sin, death, and Satan. The flesh is a hopeless case and can never be improved. B. For the sake of his economy, God in his own wisdom and sovereignty uses our sinful, ugly flesh to force us to turn to our spirit so that we may gain more of the spirit for his building by the growth of God in us. 1. Judicially speaking, both Satan and our flesh were condemned once for all on the cross, but God allowed the flesh to remain with us to help us and force us to turn to Christ in our spirit and have no more confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision, the ones who serve by the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. 3. Our goal may be holiness or spirituality or victory, but God's goal is to work himself into us to make us glorious. Often we are in a difficult situation. We are more open to the Lord and more willing to turn to him and allow him to work himself into us. 4. If we seek him, even the sinful compound of the flesh will become a help to us in gaining the Lord. Because we fail so often, we are desperate to turn to the Spirit, and in this way, we gain more of the Spirit. 5. Our hardships, defeats, failures, and disappointments force us to realize that there is no hope in the flesh. The flesh is good only to force us to turn to Christ in our spirit, to press us into the Spirit, to make us desperate to get into the Spirit, and keep us watchful to stay in the Spirit. Ephesians 6:18. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. 6. The Lord does not care for whether or not we have a victory. The Lord cares for only one thing, that we gain Christ as the Spirit by setting our mind on the Spirit.